So my issue now is half of my family have been vaccinated. Mm-hmm. The other half have not. And the other half are very, very vocal about not getting vaccinated. My parents are in their 70s. Mm. They don't do nothing. They barely leave the house.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a light inside their house when the mail comes that it really? Lights up. Yeah. So they can then get up and go get the mail.
Is that really a thing? I didn't know.
It's the highlight of their day.
Okay.
It's getting the mail.
Odd.
They're scared to death of this virus because they're all right health wise, but they're older.
Have they been vaccinated?
They have been vaccinated. They were one of the first. They were vaccinated, I think, the same time I was. So, you know, back in March or February or March, right. We all got vaccinated.
Got in early. Yeah.
Got in early. And they got in because they're in their 70s.
Mm-hmm.
So now this weekend, my sister and her whole family, the whole extended, so there's probably 10 of them, are going to my parents' house this weekend.
Your parents have to say no.
But they're not going to because they haven't seen the grandkids or anything since 2 years ago. This is the first time.
Are they going to wear masks when all these unvaccinated?
No. But what I'm saying is, so what happens if my parents get sick and it's because of them, then how do I handle that?
If your parents get sick, it will be because of them. Like, let's go kill grandma and grandpa.
Right. So then can I beat them with bats? I mean, I don't know.
My boyfriend just asked that today. He said, so here in New York, I don't know if this is a state law or if this is a national law, but they made a law years ago during the AIDS epidemic that if you knowingly have AIDS and give it to somebody else, you can be tried for murder, for manslaughter. And that people are talking now about doing the same thing if you know you have COVID. Like, did you see that woman who was on the Princess Cruise Line and she tested positive for COVID and she's unvaccinated? And as they're wheeling her off the ship, she's screaming. She's freaking out. She's got her phone out. She's like, you can't tell me what to do. She's flipping out. And they're like, you know, take it down a notch, Karen. And they had taken her baggage and they had wrapped it in plastic because, you know, they don't know what
contaminated.
She's touched. Yeah, what's contaminated, what's not.
Right.
And the fact that she's unvaccinated and came on the ship and 2 days in was tested and tested positive and they took her right off. And she's like yelling that you can't, this is my vacation. It's like, but there's 200 people aboard this ship that you could give COVID to. She didn't care about that. All she cared about was the fact was they were ruining her vacation. Of course, she's from the Bronx. So you can imagine she was raising hell. She got her money back and all that. She's like, I don't want my money back. I want it. She's freaking out. You know, she Karened all over them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem, is that you have to take responsibility for yourself, because there's people like your family. There's people like this Bronx Karen who are out there who are like, so what that I have COVID? Just stay away from me. It's not my problem. People are really selfish. You know, they don't care about you. They don't care about your health. And if your parents are not going to take responsibility and take care of themselves and at least wear a mask around all these people who are unvaccinated. Remember, people are like, well, if the vaccinations are so good, how come you got to wear a mask? Because it's 90%. It's not an iron lung. Okay. It's a mask. Just fucking put it on and protect yourself from the 10% chance that you in your 70s can end up with one of these variants. You know,
but if they were at a restaurant and they were out and they were meeting the family there and
outside,
I understand that.
Yeah,
but they're coming over to the house.
Yeah, that's a
problem. I have a massive problem with this, because if I sit at a bar and I drink my head off and then I get behind a car and I drive home and I kill a family of 10, I'm going to jail.
Right. That's a good point.
So if they go and they have been super vocal about not getting the vaccine.
Ugh, they're horrible human beings.
Complete. Well, my sister is not against it. Her husband is, and he says she will not get the vaccine, no matter what.
Oh, so he's controlling her. So
controlling
she has to
her
do,
that she
okay,
can't,
so that's can't. Also super unhealthy. So she's married to a misogynist.
But
okay, got it.
But their child, daughter is the one that won't vaccinate her kids to begin with. I mean, this is before COVID. She was anti-vax.
Oh, Jesus.
So they're definitely not going to get this vaccine. But if they get my parents sick, game on. It's World War III.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, what will you do? I mean, what World War III? How? What will you do to them? What could you do?
I'd go burn their house down. I don't know. I don't know. But they're coming over this weekend.
But see, that's your parents are adults that can take responsibility for themselves.
The grandkids. I understand.
I know, but so they should see them outdoors, see them outside. It's the summer. What are you gonna go inside for?
Because the minute you bring it up, you can't come in. We're gonna do this outside. It's gonna be blown up.
But we're not talking about people who don't shower and I think you smell and don't come in my house. This is something that could potentially kill your parents. And they've been really careful this whole time. This is pretty serious.
They don't leave the house.
This is like these people that are total deniers and then they end up getting sick. Like that radio host we talked about who was like, COVID's a hoax. All this stuff is a hoax. And then he got COVID and he's on a ventilator and he's like, whoops, I kind of made a mistake here. We keep hearing that. These people that are COVID deniers or anti-vaxxers, and then they get sick or someone they know close to them gets sick and dies, and they start to rethink, oh, so this is real. So somebody I know this happened to. Is that what they're waiting for? Your family?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It just pisses me off because half of my job right now is closed down because one of your
anti-vaxxer co-workers
got sick. So you can't even go in that part of the building. They have it roped off. That's how sick she is you can't even go into that part of the building.
Wow.
So it's hit home now.
Yeah.
You know, it's that close to me. And then my family has this.
I think you got to talk to your parents and you got to say, listen, at least wear masks around them. At least just do that. Just wear a mask. That's all. It'll be fine. They're vaccinated. Wear a mask. Protect yourself.
Or that old school diving helmet. The big one. Yeah. And run
like
the
that little in the bottom of the fish tank.
Yeah. That guy.
That guy. Fine.
Yeah.
Wear that.
One parent can have that. The other parent can dress up like NASA. When they landed on the moon.
But that's what I mean. Just wear them. If you want to see your kids and you want to see your grandkids, fine. If you want to see them in the house, just put a mask on your fucking face. It's not so hard to do.
Yeah. And that part of the family, my sister's family, will not wear a mask at all. So my parents have to wear one.
Yeah, but the problem is there's not enough consequences for people like that. You know, it's funny you would say that. I just found out that a friend of mine, a girl that I know, not a friend, but a girl that I know in the neighborhood, I ran into her today and we were chatting. She had had COVID, the beginning of COVID, and we were talking about how she got it because the guy that gave it to her, we know who it was. And we were like,
oh, so you can narrow it down to who it was.
Oh, no, we know exactly who gave it
to
her. Yeah. And we were talking about like, we were totally gossiping about him. I said, well, you know, thank God we're vaccinated now. She goes, I'm not vaccinated. I was like, wait, what? She's like, yeah, I didn't get vaccinated. I'm like, why wouldn't you get vaccinated? Well, I work outside. I don't see anybody. I'm never inside with anybody except my boyfriend who's also had COVID. We both had COVID. So I just said to my boyfriend, I was like, you know what? When we see them, walk the other way. People need consequences. If you're not going to get vaccinated during a fucking pandemic, I mean, the numbers in New York are jumping so much. I went food shopping today. People at the fucking supermarket were talking about it. Some girl next to me is on her phone. Some like, you know, little blonde girl who like came back from jogging and she's got her mask on. She's on the phone with, I guess, her mother or something being like, I know I'm inside. I have my mask on. Don't worry. The numbers in New York are climbing again. I saw the workers, like the grocery store workers, standing around a phone, and someone said, man, look at the numbers. They're really jumping. And someone said, yeah, we should make sure everybody masks up. They were discussing whether they should enforce an indoor mask rule or not. So it's literally all anybody's talking about now here in New York, you know? So,
and I can't wait.
We're never going to get out of this thing with these stupid people.
I can't wait for everything to go right back to where it was in February and March. And it's going that way. So they say it's going to be 200,000 people a day come down with it in 6 weeks.
Because of people like your family, your relatives. But that's why people like that need consequences. Your parents need to say to them, if you're coming to my house and you're not going to wear a mask, we're going to meet outside. Otherwise, you're not coming to my house.
Right. We'll put chairs in the garage.
Right.
We can do that outside. But no,
or, you know, this pisses me off. You can't come to my house. Or that's what I'm saying. We have to hold these people responsible. We have to give them consequences to their actions. My group of girlfriends have all been vaccinated except for one girl and her boyfriend. Everyone has stopped inviting them anywhere. Whenever we all go out, someone says, oh, did you guys hear so-and-so and so-and-so haven't been back? We're like, yeah, we know. Well, we're having a party on Saturday and they're not invited. Like, yeah, we hope not. I don't want to be around them. So they have become pariahs here in New York. Nobody invites them anywhere. Nobody responds to their texts at all. Mm. Like, consequences.
Oh, so you're blocking them totally out of your life.
Not just me. Everybody. My whole group of people have.